家打开圣经到路加福音第十六章。
Please turn your Bibles to the Gospel of according to Luke chapter 16.
可能再次的会让大家觉得惊讶，我又没有讲马可福音。
And you might be curious as to why I am yet again not going back to the book of Mark.
通常有荣幸在这里向大家讲道的时候，我都会讲马可福音。
In the last few times that I've had the privilege to stand before you and preach to you, I've always gone to the book of Mark.
不过上一次我在这里讲道的时候，是讲路加福音第十五章十一到三十二节，那里讲到这个浪子。
But the last time I was before you, I also preached from Luke chapter 15, and we were talking about the prodigal son from verse 11 to verse 32.
上一次的讲到这个题目就是挥霍的神。
The title of my last message was the prodigal God.
今天我继续讲路加福音第十六章，因为在讲了这个挥霍的神之后，我们在这里看见一个挥霍的管家。
And today we go back to the book of Luke, and this time in chapter 16, because after having spoken to you about the prodigal God, today I talk to you about the prodigal steward.
我觉得这个挥霍的管家就让我们看见我们对这个神的反应应该是什么，因为神以非常挥霍的态度对待我们，我们应该用什么样子的态度来对待神呢？
And this parable on the prodigal steward gives us a picture as to how we might respond to a prodigal God that has given us so lavishly.
为什么耶稣要讲比喻？这个我们上次提过了，因为起初耶稣开始事工的时候，他不是讲比喻，他是非常清楚地教导那些人。
The last time we spoke about why the need for parables, and we said that when Jesus first started his earthly ministry, he spoke in very clear language.
不过大约两年之后，这些法利赛人看见耶稣行神迹，他们说耶稣行神迹是靠着鬼王的能力。
But about 2 years into Jesus' ministry, as the Pharisees opposed Jesus, they said that Jesus was conducting miracles out of the power of the devil.
所以因着这样，耶稣为了审判他们，就开始对他们讲比喻。
And as their opposition grew in order for Jesus, or because Jesus wanted to judge them, he started speaking in parables.
不过我们也要记得，同时间比喻是赐给信徒的恩典。
But at the same time, we also said that these parables were given to Christians by God's grace.
因为耶稣常常说，有耳可听的就应当听。
Because Jesus said that those who have ears, let them hear.
在这一个比喻里，我们也看见耶稣在第十六章第一节是对门徒说的这个比喻，所以这一个比喻其实就是给门徒或者信徒的恩典。
We also see here in verse 1 that he also said to the disciples. That means he was addressing the disciples, and that again tells us that parables were given to believers.
门徒听比喻的时候能够明白神的旨意是什么，这样的话他们能够照着去行。
And the disciples understood as Jesus explained it to them, and therefore they could learn and be taught by them.
这个比喻里所提到的是有关钱财的，这个不稀奇，因为耶稣所讲的比喻当中，三个比喻之一就是讲有关钱财的比喻。
It is not surprising that the parable deals with money yet again because of the three parables. Jesus.
每三个比喻就有一个是有关钱财的。
Every three parables, each one will.Have to do with money.
有人说，如果我们活到八十岁，这八十年里头有五十年你是在想钱的。
Someone said that if a person lives to the ripe old age of 80, 50 out of those 80 years would be spent thinking about money.
所以这里耶稣就跟我们讲了一个有关钱财的比喻。
And so Jesus focuses on the subject matter of of riches in this parable.
路加福音十六章第一到十三节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 1 to verse 13.
耶稣又对门徒说，有一个财主的管家，别人向他主人告他浪费主人的财物，主人叫他来对他说，我听见你这事怎么样呢？把你所经管的交代明白，因为你不能再做我的管家。那管家心里说，主人辞我，不用我再做管家，我将来做什么？锄地呢？无力。讨饭呢？怕羞。我知道怎样行，好叫人在我不做管家之后接我到他们家里去。于是把欠他主人债的一个一个的叫了来，问头一个说，你欠我主人多少？他说100篓油。管家说，拿你的账，快坐下写50。又问一个说，你欠多少？他说110麦子。管家说，拿你的账写80。主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明，因为今世之子在世事之上较比光明之子更加聪明。我又告诉你们，要借着那不义的钱财结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕里去。人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心；在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。倘若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心，谁还把那真实的钱财托付你们呢？倘若你们在别人的东西上不忠心，谁还把你们自己的东西给你们呢？一个仆人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Luke 16. He also said to the disciples, there was a rich man who had a manager and charges but brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, what is this I hear that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager. And the manager said to himself, what shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses. So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, how much do you owe my master? He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, take your bill, sit down quickly, and write 50. Then he said to another, and how much do you owe? He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourself by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful with the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful with that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money.
对于这段圣经而言，有许多的解经家觉得这个比喻是其中一个最难解的比喻。
Of all the parables, the Bible scholars believe that this is one of the most difficult to explain.
为什么他们觉得这一个比喻非常难解？是因为耶稣在这里好像是在称赞这一个不义的管家，这个不诚实的人。
Because it seems over here in this parable that Jesus is commending the dishonest manager.
耶稣竟然会称赞一个恶人。
The fact that Jesus would even commend a sinner.
在第八节这里，我们就看见主人夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明。当然，我们可以说啊，这个是主人夸奖他。不过在第九节，耶稣也告诉我们要像他们一样。因为今世之子在世上的事较比光明之子更加聪明。耶稣在称赞这个不义的管家。
And it is curious that Jesus commends this dishonest manager in verse 8, where he says, the master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. But then he goes on in verse 9 to say that we should follow in this dishonest manager's example, when he says, I tell you, make friends for yourself by means of unrighteousness and wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal glory.
耶稣怎么可能教导我们要去像一个没有原则、一个自私自利、一个不诚实的人、一个浪费主人钱财的人，我们竟然要向他学习。
How can Jesus ask us to learn from a man with no morals who is wasteful of his master's resources? How can Jesus want us to be that way?
实际上耶稣还有圣经里常常用着这些负面的教材，叫我们向这些负面的例子来学习。
Truth is, Jesus constantly uses these unrighteous wealth of material possessions in order to teach us things.
负面的教材，这个 negative example.
Negative examples to teach us.
我们看一些例子，在马太福音二十三章这里，耶稣对众人和门徒讲论说，文士和法利赛人坐在摩西的位上，凡他们吩咐你们的，你们都要谨守遵行，但不要效法他们的行为，因为他们说不能行。
We see this in Matthew 23 where it says, Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. So do and observe whatever they tell you. But not the works they do, for they preach, but they do not practice.
这里很明显的，耶稣教导他的门徒要听从这个法利赛人所讲的。不过耶稣不是常常说这个法利赛人是假冒为善的人吗？
Here Jesus tells his disciples that you should observe whatever the scribes and Pharisees tell you. Yet at the same time, Jesus has constantly condemned the Pharisees and the scribes.
不过耶稣却说，当他们教导圣经的时候，你要听。
But Jesus here says that when they are teaching you the Bible, you must listen.
当然是要正确教导的时候，你就必须要听。不过不要像他们一样，不要做他们做的，不过要听他们所讲的。因为只要他们所讲的是合乎圣经的话，我们就必须听。
But he says they preach but do not practice, and he's telling them you must listen, but what they do you do not follow.
我们看另外一个例子，保罗也是有用着这样子的这个负面教材，用着一个反面的例子来教。
Paul uses the same negative examples in order to teach a lesson.
哥林多前书五章第一节，保罗在这里写到，风闻在你们中间有淫乱的事，这样的淫乱连外邦人中也没有，就是有人收了他的继母。
He says in 1 Corinthians 5, It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and that of a kind that is not tolerated even among pagans, for a man has his father's wife.
这里只不过是两个例子，其实圣经还有其他的例子，是用着这个负面的教材，要我们学习一些正面的功课。
This is just two examples, but the Bible is full of examples of negative situations being used to teach positive lessons.
所以当我们回到来这一个不义管家的比喻时，我们发现耶稣要我们向这个不义的管家学习，学习的是什么呢？当然不是学习他不诚实。
And so when we come back to today's passage, we see that Jesus is using the parable of the dishonest manager to teach us something positive. What is it that he's trying to teach us? It is clearly not to be dishonest.
他要我们学习这一个管家的精神，就是学习他的态度。
But it is to learn from this manager's attitude.
在解经的时候，我们看比喻时，必须要记得比喻里只有一个重点。
As we explain the Bible and as we look at parables, we must remember that parables usually just have one key point.
当我们抓紧了这一个重点的时候，其他的分点是为了要支持这一个重点，我们千万不要把每一个细节都当为有一些属灵的意义。
And all the other secondary elements of this parable go towards supporting that main point.
我们不要以为其他的细节每一个细节都有属灵意义。
We cannot assume that all the various details have spiritual lessons in them.
所以在这里耶稣要我们向这个不义的管家学习的就是他的这个心态，他的这个态度。
What Jesus wants us to learn from this parable is the attitude of the dishonest manager.
所以首先第一个态度就是这个挥霍的管家所有的态度，就是他用尽心机。
And that first attitude is that this prodigal steward used his thinking.
所以相同的，我们必须要用尽心机。
And in the same way, we need to be thoughtful and thinking about things.
这一个不义的管家，这个管家他在浪费主人的财产。在第一节那里，我们看见有人告他浪费主人的财物。
We see in the opening verse of the chapter that someone charged this manager that he was wasting his master's possessions.
这一个不一定是亏空公款 embezzlement， 不一定是这样的。不过这里是一个很不负责任的管家。
It may not be embezzlement of his master's possessions, but it is a clearly irresponsible way of managing.
在这里讲的浪费是用的同一个字形容这个浪子，他浪费了他父亲所给他的这些产物。
And this word wasting is the same sense in which it is used in the parable of the prodigal son.
这一个主人来了，就对这个人说：“我听见你这是怎么样呢？把你所经管的交代明白，因为你不能再做我的管家。”
And so his master comes in and he says, "What's this I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager."
这一个主人在这里其实是说：“我要炒你的鱿鱼了。不过你在被我炒鱿鱼之前，先把一切的账务交代清楚。”
His master is saying to him that you are in trouble now, and just before I give you your just desserts, hand over your ledger. I want to look at it.
我要炒你的鱿鱼了，也 fire.
I'm gonna fire you.
这个是以前特朗普很喜欢说的。
That's what Trump used to say a lot.
你要炒鱿鱼了
，You're fired.
这个管家他没有为自己辩护，因为他知道他自己所做的是错的。
The steward did not defend himself. He knew what he had done was wrong.
可能这个财主给他两天的时间，我不知道。不过一定不长。
Perhaps his master gave him 2 days of grace. We don't know, but it wouldn't have been long.
不过这个也是不好的政策。如果你要炒一个人的鱿鱼，你当天就炒他的鱿鱼。
But at the same time, it's not the best practice. If you want to fire someone, you do that straight away.
你找一个保安。跟这个叫这个保安跟着他去他的给他一个盒子叫他拿了自己的这些物品然后当天就要把他送走了不能够让他回到公司里头在那里的话他肯定会报复他肯定会做一些事情来为了自己的利益
A common practice is to have a guard escort the employee that's being fired to escort him to his desk with a boxget him to load up his box with all his possessions at his desk and then to escort him out so that he doesn't try to sabotage the company.
不过这一个财主竟然给这一个人时间交账这个人真的就为了自己的利益这一个管家现在开始了他的所谓报复行动吧或者是为了自己的利益而行的。
But this master has given this, his manager, his steward, a lot of grace, andThis manager is now starting to try and find ways to get himself out of trouble.
所以他在第三节这里，他开始想：主人辞我，不用我再做管家，我将来做什么？锄地呢？无力；讨饭呢？怕羞。
And so he says to himself, "What shall I do? My master is taking the management away from me. I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg."
我知道怎样行，好叫人在我不做管家之后接我到他们家里去。
And he says in verse 4, I've decided what to do, so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses.
他在这里灵机一动，他突然间想到了一个点子，就是为他的将来做打算。
And so he has a eureka moment, and he starts planning for his future.
他要之后，当他离开了这个工作的时候，因为他要失业了。当时的人他在这里工作，他就在这里住。当他失业的时候，他也没有地方住了。
And in the context of that time, where he worked was also where he lived. And if he wasn't going to be working there anymore, he would also not have a place to live.
所以他不只是失业，也没有地方住，而且没有了收入，而且也没有了名誉，因为大家都知道他是被人炒鱿鱼的。
He was about to lose both his career as well as his dwelling, but also his stature because now people would know that he was being fired.
可是他就想到了这个点子，他要做这些事情来为自己的将来打算，为了自己有一个美好的将来，有一个舒适的将来。
And so he starts to scheme in order that he might secure his future.
他需要有一个舒适美好的将来。
And he wants to have a good future.
他需要一个地方住，他需要有食物，他需要有人接待他。
He needs a place to live. He needs food on the table. He needs someone to take care of him.
所以他的计划是什么呢？他的计划就是把一个一个欠他主人债的都叫来了，为的是要把他们的债给怎么说，给减少了，让他们都欠他一个人情。
And so his strategy is he invites all the debtors, his master's debtors, and he basically discounts the debts that they owe to his masters so that they would owe him a favor.
所以他不只是为一个这么做，因为为一个这么做，要是这个不领情怎么办？他为所有欠他主人财物的人都这么做，这样的话，只要他们彼此都知道大家都欠这个管家的话，每一个人都会为着他做一点事情。
And he covers his bases because he doesn't just do this for one person. He does this for all the people who owe his master something, so that all of them know that they owe him.
所以当每一个人都知道，每一个债欠债的人都知道，我们都欠这个管家的，所以就会有这个压力，每个人都必须要给他做一些好事。
And when everybody knows that they all owe him something, a favor, everyone feels a bit of pressure to take care of him.
所以这里他就是用尽心机为他自己将来做打算。
And so here he schemes in order to have to establish his future.
他在用尽心机。
He uses his thinking.
基督徒也是应当像他一样用尽心机来为将来做打算。
And Christians should be the same. We need to be thoughtful in how we plan.
我们不只是要用尽心机，也必须要第二点，人尽其才。
Not only do we need to use our thinking, we need to use our talents.
我们就来继续的看这一个管家所做的，就是从第五节到第八节。
So let's continue to see what this steward does in verse 5 to verse 8.
这个财主非常的有钱，因为我们从这里的不同的例子看见有许多人欠他很多很多的这些油啊、麦子啊、钱等等的。
This master is obviously a very rich man because in this parable we see that there are many people who owe him things like oil and wheat.
这里只是给了两个例子，其实有很多很多，只不过给了两个例子。
And these are probably just two out of many different examples of what he is being owed.
这一个财主他请了一个管家，把这一些他所拥有的一切都交给这一个管家来管理。
And that's underscored by the fact that this master hired someone in order to manage all these debts.
很有可能这个财主他不在这个地方住，他住在另外一个地方，也有其他的钱财。
And it is possible that this master did not live in the same property as this steward. He lived in another property.
因为第一节告诉我们，别人向这一个主人告这一个管家浪费主人的财物，所以这些人必须要去到这个主人所住的地方来告这个管家。
And that's suggested in verse 1 where it says that charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions as though. People had to go to the master in order to bring these charges against the manager.
所以当时这些有钱的财主，他们就会聘请这个管家来管理他们的这些财务。
And so masters of properties or great wealth at that time would hire someone in order to manage their wealth.
如果你是一个有钱的财主，你要请一个人来经营你的财务，你会请一个什么样子的人呢？
If you had all this wealth and you needed someone to manage and invest it, what type of person would you hire?
就好像今天如果有一个招聘的广告是要请一个高级的财务经理，他们会怎样请呢？他会有一个清单。
For example, if today there is a recruitment ad that wants to recruit for someone who is a wealth manager, what kind of person? How would this ad look like? What would this ad look like?
这个应征的人必须至少要有这个会计还是这个经济的学士学位。
This candidate would need to have some sort of relevant financial experience.
他必须要有工商管理的硕士。
he would need to have some sort of degree or master's in business administration.
至少要十年管理这个财务的经验。
Perhaps he would need 10 years of experience managing others' wealth.
这一个十年里头有五年必须要在高级的管理层。
He would maybe need out of those 10 years, 5 years in a senior management role.
而且必须要在一个大公司，资本很大的公司管理的。
And perhaps to be in a, having spent time in a company which was a large.
而且这个得到工作的这个人，最后受聘的这个人肯定是充满经验，而且非常合格的一个人。
The person who is eventually chosen is someone who would have massive amounts of experience and has great abilities.
而不是一个刚毕业的新人。
It wouldn't be a fresh graduate.
我所要讲的重点就是，当这个财主聘请了这一个管家来管理他的财务时，他不可能会聘请一个没有经验、没有才华的人。
My point is this. If the master was hiring for a role like this, he could not have hired someone who had no experience and had no abilities.
所以这一个管家很明显的应该是非常有本事，而且表现过这些本事，所以这一个财主才会聘请他。
This steward would most certainly have had those abilities and had demonstrated those abilities in the past.
不过他却没有负责任，他不是没有本事，而是没有负责任。
He wasn't a man without abilities, but he was a man who was irresponsible.
他可能是因为不愿意，或者是懒散了，所以就开始浪费了主人的财物。
Perhaps he was unwilling, perhaps he was simply lazy.
所以他不是无能，他是没有负责。
But he was not unable.
他在这里就让我们看见，当他继续所做的时候，我们就看见他其实是一个相当有本事的人。
And as we look further into this parable, we see that he actually is a man of some ability.
而且他在这里利用了他的本事来为他自己的将来做打算。
And not only that, he uses his ability over here in order to establish a future for himself after this.
经文只给我们两个例子，看见了他所做的是什么。不过其实在这第五节那里，他所找来的这些欠主人债的人是一个一个的叫来。所以有很多。
We have been given two examples of what debts have been owed his master over here. But in verse 5 it says, summoning his master's debtors one by one. And the suggestion is that there were many that he called.
所以这里很多人欠他的主人财务，他必须一个一个的找来，而且他的时间不多，可能只有两天。
He called them one by one, those who owed his master a debt. And he wouldn't have had much time, maybe just 2 days.
这个不是互联网的时代。
This is not the internet age.
这一个管家没有 WhatsApp， 也没有微信。
He did not have WhatsApp or any other instant messaging.
也没有电话，所以他必须要找这些欠债的人，一个一个的去找，他必须要有一个计划。
He needed a plan because he didn't have enough time. If he was to go one by one to these people, he needed a plan.
他有这个，他的时间有限，不过我们就看见了他的冷静，他有策划的能力，而且他非常迅速的把这一些都行出来了。
And despite the time pressure and the pressures on him, he was calm and he even came up with a very workable systematic plan.
而且很快的将这个计划给行出来。
Not only that, very swiftly did he put his plan into action.
所以我们就看见他是一个非常有才华的人。
We see clearly that this man is a man of great ability.
而且他在这里其实是用尽其才来为将来做打算。
And he is in fact using his talents for the benefit of his future.
当然我们在这里就看见了他把这一个欠债的人所欠的一切的债务都给减低了。
We see that he had discounted all the debts that they owed his master.
所以现在这些欠债的人都欠这一个主管家人情。
And now they owe the manager a favor.
以后当他被炒鱿鱼之后，当他去到这些欠债的人家里头说你要给我地方住，你要给我食物吃，他们就必须要这么做了。
And the plan was that when he was fired, he would go to these people that he had done a favor for, and would ask them to feed him, to take him in, and to do him return the favor.
就算是他每一个债主欠债的人那里住一年，有五十个，他能够住五十年。
And even if each he lived for a year at each person's home, he would still be, and there were 50 debtors, he would still be able to spend 50 years.
所以他的前途无量了，现在。
And so
he has a bright future.
He now has a bright future.
这个第八节，我们来到第八节，我们看见主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明。
And we see in verse 8 that the master commended his shrewdness.
这个管家竟然偷窃了主人的财物，主人还称赞他。
Let's not forget this manager stole his master's his property, and yet this master is still commending him.
这一个是一个属事的人在称赞另外一个属事的人。
This is a shrewd man commending another shrewd man.
属事的人。
Worldly man.
因为这一个管家所做的的确很聪明。
Because what the master, what this manager had done was indeed true.
有些时候我们在读新闻的时候，可能会读到有一些很聪明的这一个抢匪，抢劫了这一个博物馆，抢劫了一个价值连城的这个画。
I'm sure you've read stories or seen movies of great thieves or robbers who had gone to steal great works of art from museums.
这一个可能这一个博物馆是守卫森严的，不过这一个抢匪竟然能够得到手。
And perhaps these museums are highly protected, yet this thief was able to steal it.
或者是这个黑客可能偷了，在互联网上偷了几百万的这个钱财。
Or maybe hackers who stolen millions and millions of dollars online.
有些时候我们还是情不自禁的会说他们真聪明。
And sometimes, perhaps without thinking, we would say, "Wow, this guy is really smart."
可能我们有罪恶的一面，还会默默的希望，如果我能够这么做就好了。
And perhaps the sinful side of us would say, if only I had been able to do that.
所以这里就是一个属世的财主在称赞他的这一个管家，虽然管家是不义的管家，不过财主却觉得真聪明。
And so we have a worldly master commending his worldly manager because, despite having been stolen from, he gave credit to the manager's shrewdness.
不过更加令人觉得惊讶的是，不只是这个主人称赞这个人，甚至是耶稣也称赞他说，今世之子在世事上较比光明之子更加聪明。
But what is more shocking is that Jesus himself says, In verse 8, that the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light.
所以耶稣说这一些世世之子、今世之子是很聪明的人。
And so, this parable speaks of someone that's very intelligent.
这一个人他为了自己的将来用尽心机，而且尽他的才干来为将来打算。
And for his future, for his own benefit, this person used his thinking and his talents for himself.
这个世界就是这样，他们不断地用这个心机，还有尽他们的才干，为的就是为自己将来怎样的退休啊，退休之后能够怎样的享尽荣华富贵，不需要为这个钱财而担心，所以他们做很多很多的事情。
And that's what this world is like, is it not?People use their thinking, their talents, in order to amass great fortunes so that they would one day be able to retire and enjoy those fortunes for themselves.
今世之子这里所指的就是这一个世界的人，这些不信的人。
And this parable refers to those worldly people, the unbelievers.
这一个就是这里所讲的今世之子第八节所讲的世界上的人就是罪人，他们不是信耶稣的人。
And that's what this verse, what this phrase in verse 8 refers to, the sons of this world. They are more shrewd than the sons of light.
他们投资等等的买股票或者是买这一个保险啊等等的，为的就是自己的将来。
They invest in things. They purchase various properties and insurance so that they can secure their future.
光明之子所指的当然就是信徒, 那一些行在光中, 那一些认识了耶稣为真光的人,
the sons of light obviously refer to Christians, believers who walk according to God.
所以这一些今世之子行事聪明, 光明之子就是信徒, 要向他们学习, 你要为自己的将来做打算, 必须用尽心机, 人尽其才。
And the point here is that the sons of light need to learn from the shrewdness of the sons of the world in order to establish their future.
我们看了第一跟第二点, 来, 让我们看第三点, 就是物尽其用。
We've seen the first 2 points, let's take a look at the third point, which is to use your treasures.
在第九节, 让我们来读, 我又告诉你们, 要借着那不义的钱财结交朋友, 到了钱财无用的时候, 他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕里去。
In verse 9, Jesus says, And I tell you, make friends for yourself by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings.
所以这一个管家做什么呢? 他用这个主人的钱财, 为了是将自己的将来。
How did the steward, the manager, do this? He used his master's wealth in order to establish his own future.
不过他的这个将来是短暂的,
but his future is short-lived.
这一个世界的人所做的就是为自己短暂的将来做打算。
And that is what the sons of this world do. They secure their future, the temporal future.
耶稣在这里就用了这一个负面的教材，让我们看见，就算这一些充满罪恶属世的人都会为自己做打算，为自己的将来做打算。难道你们是信主的人，你们是行在光明里的人？ 不懂得怎样为自己永恒的将来做打算吗?
Jesus is using this negative example of a shrewd worldly person who uses his faculties in order to secure his own future, and he says, would you as a Christian not use your own faculties to secure your eternal future?
耶稣说, 用不义的钱财结交朋友。
Jesus says to make friends for yourself by means of unrighteous wealth.
当然这里的不义的钱财不是说你去偷去抢不合法的这个方法得回来的财物。
Jesus does not mean illegal wealth.
他所讲的是短暂的财物,就是属于这个世上的财物,是不能够带到天堂去的,因为天堂是公义的地方,没有这些属世的财物。
He's not referring to wealth that you gain by illegal means. He's talking about wealth that is earthly, wealth that is temporary, and wealth that you cannot take with you beyond this life.
所以必须物尽其用,为的就是有做什么呢? 这个结交朋友,到了钱财无用的时候,可以接你们到永存的帐幕里去。
And he says to use this temporary wealth to make friends for yourself so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings.
这个钱财会到了无用的时候, 耶稣自己讲的, 钱财无用的时候, 就是当你离开这个世界的时候, 你不能够把这些钱财给带去。
And it's very clear here that this wealth fails. It is a wealth that cannot be brought beyond this life.
所以我们必须要用尽这些物品, 无论是钱啊, 还是你所有的一切, 都是为了要做这个主的工作。
And so, we need to be making use of these temporary earthly resources to the work, or putting them to the work of the master.
怎样做呢? 其实很简单, 你要投资在主国度的业务里头。
How do you use it? Easy. You need to invest it in the eternal kingdom.
这一个主的国度,主的工作,为的是要拯救罪人的这种工作,你就必须要用尽你的财物来做这些工作。
Use this unrighteous wealth for the cause of God's kingdom, for the work of God, for evangelism.
耶稣在登山宝训那里说, 因为你们的财宝在哪里, 你的心也在哪里。
Jesus in Matthew 6:21 echoed this where he says, For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
我们可以把它倒过来说，你的心在哪里，你的财宝也在哪里。
And you can flip this around to say, where your heart is, your treasure is also.
所以如果你的心是朝着这个永恒的国度来看，你就会把你的财宝用在这个永恒的国度里头。
And that means that if your heart is in this eternal kingdom, that's where you will channel your treasures to.
我们要怎样实际的来做呢？
How do we practically do this?
我们要怎样用这些不义的钱财结交朋友呢？
How do we use this unrighteous wealth to make friends?
答案就是你要投资在那一些传福音的工作上，教会的工作上。
The answer is investing in the work of the church, in the work of evangelism.
而且当你用了你的钱财做这些的时候，这些朋友在天堂里会接你们。的意思就是说，你不知道，可能你带领信主的人，或者因着你的钱财而信主的人，他们可能比你早离开这个世界。
And the meaning of this is that by using these resources to bring people into the kingdom, perhaps these people will go to the kingdom before you.
因为有些人他们一信主了，不久就离开这个世界了。
And it could be that having believed in God, Jesus.Not long, they will be brought back to the kingdom.
不过这里所讲的是你必须要用你的钱财。
The point here is that you need to be using your wealth.
不过你也需要用尽心机来做这件事情。
But you must be using your thinking in order to do this.
你不是随便的做，你是需要策划，需要故意的。
It is not a mindless way of doing it, but it is deliberate and it is planned.
你也不是有每一个机构，他们自称是为了主的名而做，你就去投资，不是的。
And it's not that you would throw your money into everything that bears the name of God.
你不会因为某个巨型教会的这一个带领人的太太想要做一个好莱坞的巨星，就买他的光碟。
You would not invest it, for example, in a certain mega church's mega church leader's wife who is trying to fulfill her Hollywood career.
所以要用尽心机，必须要想清楚，策划好。
And if he means to use your thoughts and your thinking in order to plan properly.
人尽其才，也就是说。不只是给其他的人做，你自己要做 DIY。人尽其才，不只是给钱，你自己要做，你自己要参与。
Using your talents doesn't simply mean to give of your wealth, but you need to participate in it.
所以我们所做的必须要首先用你的脑子想清楚，然后用你的才干来做，当然最后物尽其用。用尽你的这一些财物等等的，用在这一些传福音的人身上，就好像我们的牧师不只是在这里传主的话，他也到处刻苦耐劳去中国，而且我现在在讲道的时候，他其实就在中国那里传福音。
And for us to do this, we are to use our thoughts, we are to plan, we are to use our talents, and then we are to invest our wealth in the things that have eternal value. Invest in the people who are doing God's work, such as our pastor who is going around the world sharing and teaching God's word. In fact, as we speak right now, he is in China doing just that.
我们的钱财、我们的车、我们的房子都不能够带到天堂去。
Our earthly wealth, our cars, our homes cannot be brought with us into heaven.
当你离开这个世界的时候，你不能够带这些物品上天堂去。这一个留在世上的这些物品，就由世上的人来处理。
And because you cannot bring them into heaven, whatever that is earthly will be left here for the people who remain to manage and deal with.
所以物尽其用，把这些物品在世上就用在福音的工作上。
And so, for this unrighteous wealth that you have, use it for the eternal kingdom.
可能有些人会说我没有多少，所以我给不了多少。
Perhaps you might say, well, I don't have much, so I can't give much.
当我有更多的时候，我就给多一点。
You might say, when I have more, I will give more.
不过你不会这么做的。如果你有不多的时候你不给，你有多的时候你也不会给的。
But you won't do that. When you don't have much and you don't give much, then you won't give more when you have much.
你可能会说，你怎么知道你在论断我？你根本不认识我。
You might say, well, you don't even know me. How can you make that judgment?
因为论断你的不是我，是耶稣。
Well, I'm not the one that's making that judgment. It is Jesus.
因为耶稣在第十节说，人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心。在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。
Verses 10 and 11, Jesus says, "One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much."
所以这一个重点不在于你有多，你有少，而是你的心到底在哪里。
The main point here is not how much you have, but where your heart is.
你有少的时候你也给，你有多的时候你也照给，不是说有少的时候不给，有多的时候才给。
And whether you have little or you have plenty, you give not only when you have plenty do you give.
只有神才能够改变你的心。
And it's only God that can change your heart.
如果你的心不是朝着天上，你的财宝也不会在天上。
If your heart is not postured towards heaven, then your treasure will not flow there either.
如果你的心是在这个世界上，你的财宝就在这个世界上。
If your heart is firmly fixed on this earth, then your treasures will be too.
耶稣还没有讲完，我们来看第十一节。倘若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心，谁还把那真实的钱财托付你们呢？
But Jesus is not done. He follows on in verse 11 by saying, If then you have not been faithful with the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches?
当然，这个不义的钱财是指着你在这个世界上所拥有的财物。
Obviously, this unrighteous wealth talks about the property and the fortune that you have here on this earth.
如果你没有善用这个属世的钱财来做主的工作，谁把那真实的钱财交托你们？
And if you've not been faithful with this unrighteous wealth, who's going to give you the true riches?
这一个真实的钱财是什么？其实，在原文里头，真实的钱财没有这个钱财两个字，是指真实的。
What is this true riches? Actually, in the original language, this word riches is not here. It is who will entrust to you the truth.
The true things, 这个真实的东西，谁会给你？
Or who will entrust to you what is true?
所以这个真实的就是指天堂的事物，永恒的这一个奖赏。
What is true is eternal blessing.
这个人在世界上用这些短暂的财物为了主的工作而用，他就会在天上累积永远真实的财宝，就是神给他的这个奖赏。
The person who uses his unrighteous wealthFor the work of God on this earth invests in an eternal blessing.
第十二节，倘若你们在别人的东西上不忠心，谁还把你们自己的东西给你们呢？
Verse 12, and if you have not been faithful with that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own?
我们要面对现实，我们所有的一切根本就不属于我们。
The reality is everything that you and I have do not belong to us.
别人的东西就是指神所给我们的这一些资源。
That which is another's is the resources that God has given us.
这个短暂属世的财物是神暂时给我们做管家而用的。
This temporary earthly wealth is what God has given us for.Temporary use.
你不能够带离开这个世界。
You cannot take it out of this world.
可能你会说，等一等，这些都是我的这个辛辛苦苦赚回来的。
And you might say, hang on, I work very hard for this.
可能你真的是很辛苦赚回来的，不过它不属于你。
And maybe that is true, but they do not belong to you.
因为诗篇第二十四篇第一节，神说，地和其中所充满的，世界和其中的都属耶和华。
Because in Psalm 24:1 it says, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein."
所以所有的事物都是属于神的，一点都不属于我们。
And so everything is God's, and not one thing is ours to claim.
所以当神赐给我们这一些短暂属世财物的时候，其实是在试验我们， 让我们试验我们是否忠心。
These things that have been given to us, this earthly wealth, is also a test of our faithfulness.
如果你把这一些 赐给你的财物，神所赐给你短暂的财物， 你把它花清光， 浪费掉的话， 你就没有永恒的奖赏。
And if you take all this earthly wealth and you splurge it on things that are have no eternal value, then you have no eternal blessing.
一个仆人不能侍奉两个主， 不是物这个爱那个， 就是重这个轻那个， 你们不能又侍奉神， 又侍奉马门。
Verse 13, it says, No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money.
你们如果是在职场上有两个上司或者有两个老板， 你知道我在讲什么。
And those of you who in the workplace have two bosses, you will know what I'm saying.
如果你有两个老板的话， 就糟了， 因为老板A讲这个， 老板B讲那个， 你要跟谁呢？
And you are in between boss A and boss B, and if one says something different from the other, who do you follow?
你最好是决定哪一个老板比较有前途。
Perhaps you need to decide that which boss has a brighter future.
你如果决定了知道这一个老板比较有前途，你就听这个老板的。
And if you decide that it is boss A that has a brighter future, then you should listen to boss A.
所以这里有两个老板，一个是神，一个是钱，哪一个比较有前途？这个钱是短暂的，神是永恒的，你自己决定。
And so you have two masters that are presented before you. You have God and then you have money. Who will you serve? You need to decide.
有人说钱是一个很好的奴仆，不过是一个很糟的老板。
Someone said that money is a great servant, but a terrible boss.
所以我们在这个世界上的时候，神赐给我们短暂的财物，在这一个比喻里头，耶稣跟我们讲了这个不义的管家，让我们看见他用尽心机，而且他尽他的才干，而且耶稣也教导我们物尽其用，为的是要有一个永恒的将来。
Through this parable, the Lord uses a negative example of a dishonest manager and steward to teach us that we need to use our thinking, our talents, and our earthly treasures in order to invest in eternal future.
在路加福音15章，我们讲了挥霍的神。
In Luke chapter 15, we talked about the prodigal God.
神对罪人是何等的挥霍，因为他不只是对我们有耐心，而且给我们恩典。当我们悔改的时候，他也非常的喜乐，而且他也继续的劝勉罪人要悔改。这一个就让我们看见神对待罪人是何等的挥霍。
This God is prodigal in the sense that He has lavished so much on us that He is patient with sinners. He gives us grace. And when we do come to Him, He is joyful. And there is a joyous celebration as seen in this parable of the prodigal God. In today's... when sinners come back and repent and repent, He is joyful.
今天的这一段经文，我们看见耶稣教我们要向这个挥霍的管家学习。
In today's passage, we see that Jesus tells us we need to learn from this prodigal manager, this prodigal steward.
是一个负面的教材。
It is a negative example.
当然，这个管家非常挥霍，他浪费了主人的资财。不过，我也可以这么说吧，我们应该像他一样是一个挥霍的管家。
It is a negative example, and he wastes his master's resources. But I can say this, that we should be like the prodigal steward.
我们怎样的挥霍， 就是我们向着神的国度投资的时候必须要挥霍。
Here's how we can be prodigal. When we invest in the eternal kingdom, we should be prodigal about it.
我们用我们的心机， 用我们的才干， 用我们的物品， 为的就是要投资在这个永恒的国度， 必须要非常 阔手、非常慷慨、非常挥霍的去投资。
We use our thinking, our talents, and we put our treasures to use in a way that is generous, in a way that is it is unstingy and prodigal.
有些时候我们在考虑到在来到教会要给多少奉献的时候，会可能想到要在 CPF 之前还是 CPF 之后。
Sometimes as we consider how much to give to the church, we wonder to ourselves, should we give the percentage after CPF deduction or before CPF deduction?
我们如果是为了孩子，我们会花很多的钱，无论是这一个体育啊，还是补习啊等等的，我们花很多的钱在孩子身上。
Yet for our children's enrichment classes and things like that, we do not even think about how much we spend on them.
升热的时候，或者是升职加薪的时候，我们就会为自己庆祝。
On birthdays and celebrations, or when we have promotions and pay raises, we celebrate on our own.
我们对自己挥霍，对神不挥霍。
We are prodigal to ourselves, but we are not prodigal to God.
其实，当基督徒看这个世界上的人，如果我们看他们挥霍的浪费财物，应该转过来让他们看见我们挥霍的把钱给神的国度。
And as we see people of this world who are prodigal towards themselves, we need to show them that the contrast and be prodigal to our God.
假如这个属世的人看你的时候，讲你真是浪费钱啊，把钱都给你的神。
And if the person, the worldly person, looks at you and says, "Wow, you're such a waste giving all this money to your God."
这一个是一件好事。
That is a good thing.
所以我们应该在他们的眼里是对我们的神挥霍的。
And so in the eyes of worldly people, we should look like we are prodigal towards God.
让我们用这一段经文学习做一个挥霍的管家。
And so let us use this passage to be a prodigal steward.
不过是对神挥霍，而不是在这个俗世上挥霍。
But prodigal towards God and not prodigal in an earthly manner.